This is so great to be here at St. Malachy to be able to help these kids out and help the community. Obviously, when Blessings in a Backpack approached me and said they want to partner with this school and schools all along the Chicago area, it's, you know, I couldn't pass up on that opportunity to be able to help the town that's taken me in. Well, for me, I mean, you mentioned food around me, and I'll jump at any opportunity to eat. So I heard that people were missing that opportunity around here, and the reality of that is very tough. So, you know, as Colleen was saying, who is the CEO of United Healthcare and Blessings in a Backpack, to be able to help these kids and send them home on Fridays, Thursdays and Fridays with food for the weekend in situations where they usually don't have that opportunity, it's a great thing. And, you know, obviously I'd want to jump at that. I thought that we had a tremendous draft. I think Ryan Pace and John Fox have come in with a great game plan, and to be able to bring great football players into this franchise has been a big plus for us. I can speak on behalf of Jaronis Grasso, who's a tremendous football player and the kind of leader that we need in our locker room. Yeah, I think it'll be tough for him, as it is for all rookies, as it was for me, as it was for everybody who's coming to the league. But he's the kind of guy that'll stick it out and make the positive out of it. Oh, yeah, well, I've already tried to follow as many of them on Twitter as I can and introduce myself via text message and any form of communication. The big thing is getting guys familiar with the guys they're going to be in the building with. So try to introduce yourself prior to them arriving, and usually that takes the pain away from the first day getting there and not knowing anybody.